Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The week is off to a bad start for Delta Airlines and its passengers. Delta has grounded all of its departing flights due to a global computer system outage. And it's telling customers, quote, our systems are down everywhere.
A computer glitch of some sort is preventing Delta flights from taking off, and that is a worldwide problem. Now, if Delta flights are in the air, they will be allowed to land. And people that are arriving here at Hartsfield-Jackson are being allowed to check in and are being led to their planes, but are not being told if and when those planes will be allowed to take off. That is causing quite a backup at airports across the country. In Atlanta, I'm Scott Kimbler.
The U.S. picked up its first individual swimming gold medal of the Rio Olympics last night. Bethesda's Katie Ledecky doing it in world record time in the women's 400-meter freestyle. And she'll be back in the pool today to try for more.
Ledecky first wowed the world when she won gold in the women's 800-meter freestyle at the 2012 Olympics. Coach Sue Chen with the nation's Capital Swim Club works with Ledecky and her head coach.
It's a different Olympics for her this year as opposed to 2012, where she was a newcomer, and now Katie is the best female swimmer in the world.
Chen will be rooting for her and another athlete she coaches, Rockville native Jack Conger. He swims his first ever Olympic event tomorrow.
To hear people talking about them, it just gives me chills.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump takes the podium today at the prestigious Detroit Economic Club to outline an economic plan he says will boost jobs and make the country more competitive. It hinges in part on cutting business taxes, reducing regulations, and increasing domestic energy production. Meanwhile, George P. Bush is going against his father, Jeb Bush, and is backing Donald Trump for president.
It is a major break in message for the Bush family. George P. Bush acknowledging that his push to get behind Donald Trump is a complete flip from his father Jeb's stance. But nonetheless, when the 40-year-old Texas land commissioner stood before Republicans in the state Saturday night, he stressed that they must set aside that bad blood from the primaries and get behind the nominee.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. An explosion has rocked a hospital in Pakistan, killing at least 63 people and injuring dozens more. Residents and workers will be let into their buildings in historic Ellicott City for a few hours today to get some cleanup work done after the devastating flash flood a week ago. Those affected by the floods were allowed to return briefly yesterday to remove trash and debris from their properties. Howard County says a disaster assistance center has now served 96 businesses and 102 residents. Metro's SafeTrack program is set to enter another new phase this week.
Still impacting the Red Line, this phase of Metro's SafeTrack program will focus on the stops between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and that'll mean single tracking, with trains coming every 12 to 20 minutes. Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld says plan for it to be packed.
Bottom line is, as you could expect, extreme crowding conditions here on the Red Line.
In fact, he suggests using BART trains or ride-on buses to get around if possible. This phase of the SafeTrack program will run through the 18th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's public school teachers union is blasting Governor Larry Hogan for referring to some union advocates and lobbyists as thugs. It made the remark in a Facebook post over the weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 5221. Sports, the Nats squeak past the Giants. The O's get three homers from Manny Machado as they overpower the White Sox at the Olympics. Team USA now has three gold medals, 12 overall. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Thompson Creek.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 with the incident before the 14th Street Bridge. They're trying to get everything over to the far right shoulder. Same story on the Beltway, but the right side still blocked. Interloop in Virginia, north of the toll road. That's where we have the accident. The delay is really starting to form here as we try to push through the Tysons area. On 66, just the stop and go, heading in towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, and westbound heavy through Falls Church. George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for the delays on the chain bridge. Lanes are open. The chain bridge road, slow to get down to the bridge. On Glebe Road, between Military and the chain bridge, that's where we had the closure earlier for the crash. Still a little bit of extra volume there. Maryland Beltway on the outer loop north of 50 near the John Hanson Highway for the crash. And Rock Creek Parkway, U.S. Park Police tell me that it looks like they're reopening everything now. They had it shut down due to a crash. As you head down toward Calvert P Street and that whole area, I would still avoid for some time till we can recover. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Dumfries, 70 in Frederick, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. What's with the red circles popping up on athletes at the Olympics? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote will join us at the bottom of this hour to learn how you can get involved in making sure that the election this November is as clean as possible. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
What I told the FBI, which he said was truthful, is consistent with what I have said publicly. So I may have short-circuited it, and for that, I will try to clarify.
I'm trying to figure that out. It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe our good friend Tucker Carlson can help us with that, editor of the Daily Caller, co-host of Fox and Friends on the weekend. Good morning to you, Tucker.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so she says, you know, everything that I said was truthful, but I've short-circuited when I said that. What in the hell is she talking about?
Well, she's lying. I mean, I guess she's admitting to lying or not. I mean, this is, you know, it's two things. One, it's a psychological condition where she endlessly self-justifies. She's clearly been, you know, called out by the FBI director in a press conference, which presumably she saw, and the rest of us certainly did. So to deny what we already know is to patronize us and to demand that we are complicit in her lies, which is bizarre. It's bizarre. Why would you do that? That's the first thing. The second thing is, this is what happens when you don't actually submit to questioning at all. She's so cloistered away. She's so afraid of engaging with actual reporters, answering real questions, that she's not very good at it. I mean, she would probably not, you know, far be it for me to give campaign advice to Hillary Clinton, but if I were running her campaign, if I were Robbie Mook or Podesta, I would say, you know, get out there. Like, a lot, you know, and you're going to fail and say dumb things, but you'll get better at it. Like, lighten up a little bit. There's room for that in this race. I think people are pretty forgiving. She's so fragile from underuse. You know, she's just not used to sitting there and answering questions, that she bombs every single time she does.
Well, and that may be why she isn't going out there more and getting it done. It's sort of a catch-22 situation, but I agree. I think it gets better if you keep doing it more and more. In fact, it seems like Donald Trump has turned the corner a little bit, speaking about getting better. He started to get back on message on Friday all through the weekend, and today he's going to give a big economic message. Does he have a chance? Everyone was talking about how last week it was a disaster, and the RNC, I think Joe Scarborough said that they're actively planning on replacing Donald Trump. What a joke that guy is sometimes. Do you think that he's got time to reverse this course, Tucker, or is it all over? It's done. It's doom and gloom.
You gotta hope so. I mean, the Republicans in D.C. are so dumb. I mean, they imagine that, you know, it's 2013 again, and if Donald Trump loses, then well, that'll be bad. But we'll all go back to where we were 2 years ago, and we'll, you know, run Paul Ryan in the next cycle, and he'll win because he's got a hopeful message and he's mastered the happy talk of the new Republican Party. That's like all false. That's not going to happen. If Hillary Clinton wins, she'll pack the Supreme Court, she'll open the borders, we'll have a different population, and there's literally no chance a Republican will ever win a presidential campaign again. But more significant, the country will just be so very different from what it is now, which is, I guess, appealing if you're a leftist, but it's pretty ominous if you're not. There's no going back. The status quo has been shattered. It's over.
Can I follow up on that a little bit? Because there's a lot of conversations right now about, a lot of the Never Trump people are saying, well, the only way we can save the Republican Party is to sabotage the Trump campaign and all that stuff. What exactly does the Republican Party look like November 9th, 2016, if Trump loses?
Well, that is, I mean, it's in complete chaos because the truth is the people who are saying that don't know anything about politics or the country. So the first thing to know is they say, well, we need to save, you know, distance ourselves from Trump to save the down-ballot candidates. Really? Has there ever been an election where the down-ballot candidates are immune from what happens to the presidential candidate? No, of course not. Their fortunes are inextricably tied to Trump's fortune. If he loses, they lose. That's the first thing to know. Second, he's already completely redefined the Republican Party. The open borders globalist Republican Party is absolutely over. Now, the smart ones get it, and they're just for Hillary, because, honestly, they agree with her more on the issue. But no, I'm totally sincere. Yeah. I'm not attacking
her. No, it's a great point.
When Maria Camilla, you know, Christie's communications director, comes out for Hillary, it didn't make me mad. Everyone's like, oh, it's so slow. No, she agrees with Hillary.
Right.
Like, they align on the issues more than she does with Trump, and that's true of people like Jeb Bush, maybe Paul Ryan. There's no shame in that. Let's just be honest about it. This is a full realignment where the old categories have disappeared, and we can all now be honest about what we believe. And a lot of people who were Republicans are going to wind up being Democrats. I don't think they should be embarrassed about it. And quite a few people who weren't Republicans are going to become Republicans because the battle lines are just very different. It's about globalization. It's not about the same old dumb debates we've been having for 30 years.
There's a news story that's sort of burbling this morning, and it has to do with something that Tom Cotton said on one of the Sunday shows. It's about this guy who was an Iranian nuclear scientist. He apparently helped us at some point learn a lot about what was going on inside Iran with their nuclear program. He goes back and is welcomed as a hero when he goes back, but we learned that he was recently apparently hung for crimes that have to do with giving us information. The new development is apparently, according to Tom Cotton, it had something to do with emails on Hillary's server. Listen quickly.
In the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations among her senior advisors about this gentleman. That goes to show just how reckless and careless her decisions was to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server.
If the Iranians got access to those emails and learned about this guy from hacking into the system, does that change the game in any way?
I mean, I think it proves conclusively that this email scandal is, you know, internationally significant. I mean, this is a very complex story. The single best explanation of it was written by a guy called Larry O'Connor on hotair.com.
I've heard that
this morning, so I would recommend all your listeners go read that. But the bottom line is, the one factor we know about, so the guy returns to Iran, he's greeted as a hero. What happened in the interim to change the Iranian government's view of him? Well, the only thing we know about is the presence of his name in these emails on Hillary's server. And if those wound up in the hands of Iranian intelligence, it would be proof that this guy was working for our intelligence agencies and probably enough to get him executed. So this would be evidence that her mishandling of classified email wound up in the death of an American asset. And that would be a really big thing. And it, that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Tucker Carlson, your family is about the size of a small nation's Olympic team. Did you guys watch the... Is it a big deal around the Tucker Carlson household when the Olympics come on?
We actually don't have TV in the summer, so I haven't seen a single moment, but I did read a vivid description of the global warming lecture the rest of the world got from the world's dirtiest country,
yes.
Brazil. And it just reminded me that it's so much easier to lecture the rest of the world about something abstract like global warming that nobody can even agree actually is happening. Easier to do that than do things like, I don't know, clean up the water in your own country or pick up the garbage by the side of the road or provide decent jobs for your population. I mean, that's the beauty of it.
Or take the sofa out of the kayaking course.
Yes. It is insane, Tucker. Tucker, it's such a great point.
Take the hypodermic needles off the beach.
They actually had every Olympian plant a seed as they marched through the stadium there because they wanted to reverse the devastating effects of deforestation. What country is the guiltiest in this world of deforesting their own nation? Brazil.
The global warming hysteria is a really simple thing. It's a scheme designed to make rich people feel virtuous at no cost to themselves.
Well,
and so my rule would be you can't lecture us about global warming if you employ a single servant or have ever flown private.
Yeah. And that's,
or flown at all.
Actually. That's why the message resonates with the crowd at the Olympics. We got to leave it there. Tucker Carlson, thanks for joining us as always, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. She is the Olympic champion when it comes to traffic reports. She's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Give me the music. Give me the music. All right. And the Rock Creek Parkway has been tough all morning long.
There we go.
I wondered what the words to that song were.
I know, see? So the Rock Creek Parkway, you still want to avoid, or if you are planning to get to the Rock Creek Parkway extra time, they have reopened it, but it's been a mess with the closure. They had an incident near P Street, and they closed it, essentially coming off of some Beach Drive and Calvert Street. So now about making the recovery for everyone who's in that zone and on Beach Drive. Just a heads up for everyone there. 395. As you come through the Landmark area, heavy. Again, as you approach the 14th Street Bridge because of the incident now on the shoulder and southbound, just a brief delay here to get you through Shirlington with an incident blocking one lane. On the Maryland Beltway outer loop through Largo into New Carrollton, pretty much still a solid lineup. The crash north of 450, that was over to the shoulder and out of Calverton on Maryland 95 southbound. That's going to be slow to join the inner loop over toward the IKEA, toward that exit ramp. We had a report of an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got cloudy skies this morning, and then those clouds will burn off, and we'll have partly cloudy skies the rest of the day with a high of 89 degrees. Beautiful day today in the nation's capital. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 71, and then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies, and we may even get a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 87 degrees. Right now, it's 75 degrees at 8:17. There it is. And now we know the lyrics relate to a traffic jam in Rockland.
I had no idea that that's what that song was about.
That's why you tune in here. You learn these things. Michael Phelps won his 19th gold medal last night. That's more than twice that of the second highest record holder in Olympics history. 19 gold medals in history. It's a total of 23 medals, I believe, in his career. Michael Phelps has won more Olympic medals than over half of the countries who have competed in the Olympics.
He's like a country unto himself.
He is. He's got over half of the countries that have competed in the Olympics since this modern Olympiad began at the turn of the last century. He has actually won more medals than over half of those countries that have
incredible.
Ever competed.
Yeah, it really
it is incredible.
It is quite an accomplishment.
And he's ours. He's a Marylander, and he's not the only.
And he's got a cute baby.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures
now.
Of this
kid? Oh, the
kid?
Baby's having fun.
Oh, my gosh, he's a cute kid.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other Marylanders did pretty well. In fact, other local athletes did pretty well. First, how about that Ms. Katie Ledecky, right, last night?
Katie Ledecky, two more strokes to the wall. It's Ledecky to the wall. 356-46. She obliterates the world record. Katie Ledecky, by nearly 2 seconds, continues to redefine invincibility.
Wow. Really
she
impressive.
Trimmed 2 seconds off her own
off
record.
Her own world record.
That is astonishing.
And she's got plenty more races, I think 3 more races here in these Olympics.
Wow.
But you know, she's young, too.
I know. This is good.
Lots of cheers out there in Bethesda. In fact, there are now, I believe, 4 medals total coming out of Maryland.
So when you go out, you know, like to your Chick-fil-A on a Saturday, and you see those cars in the parking lot that says, "Eat my bubbles," and you know they got the cars all marked up because they're going to the swim meet.
Yes,
that's where this starts.
That's where it
and
starts.
This is exciting. It's very exciting for the local community.
Also exciting on the other side of the Potomac, as Virginia's own Virginia Thrasher, who grew up in Northern Virginia and is now going to college in West Virginia, won the very first gold medal of the entire Olympics at the air rifle competition.
I would say I definitely wasn't a favorite, but for me, I knew that I had the ability to do it, and I just needed to focus on shooting the best shots I could and let the dice fall where they may.
There you go. So there you go. We got there's some major medals right there, all from the local area right here.
Yeah,
every gold medal right now has come from the Washington metro area.
She looks very impressive with that air rifle.
Yes, absolutely.
I want one of them air rifles.
Meanwhile, you heard the crowd screaming for the American swimmers there in the swimming pool, and I'm guessing that it was loaded up with a lot of American fans.
Sure, you're
an American, you're going down to the Olympics.
You're going to go see the swimming
You're going to the swimming.
The gymnastics,
absolutely.
Perhaps, yeah.
Meanwhile, not the same at all of the competitions, as it seems the American team is getting heckled quite a bit. And the Brazilians, God bless them, they're getting very creative in their heckles. Listen to this from a women's volleyball, beach volleyball match. You know, beach volleyball is a lot different than the team volleyball in terms of the raucous atmosphere, and it's a lot of fun to watch. But, of course, the women's volleyball team in beach volleyball was favored to win. And every time they had the ball and they were about to serve, you know, they sort of do the whole, they do the running jump serve now in volleyball, right? So just imagine, if you will, the woman on the American team, you know, starting way back and running up toward the back line there and then jumping up in the air and giving the spike on the serve there. This is what the crowd does at that moment. Did you hear what they shout?
Zika.
They shout Zika.
Yeah.
Zika.
Are they mocking us? Because it's, you know, I know that some of the athletes were sort of made fun of because they're sleeping under mosquito nets and that kind of stuff. Is that what this is about?
Mocking us. The Brazilians are mocking us. There you go. Didn't faze the women's beach volleyball team in any way whatsoever. Yeah. They crushed
them. The way to shut that up?
Yeah.
Win.
That's what they did.
That's what they'll be doing.
Meanwhile, Serena Williams won in tennis, but when she was matched up in doubles with her sister Venus,
not good.
They lost.
We honestly didn't play our best whatsoever tonight. We played terrible, so that's basically, it showed in the results.
It should be pointed out, though, that Venus has been ill and was ill for that match. So that may be part of why they
didn't win. A little off her game, huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, we've got a little bit more Olympics news, including an infuriating story about what one Middle Eastern country did to the Israeli team. It really flies in the face of the spirit of the Olympics, and you'll hear about it in just a moment.
It's 8:22.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I really worry about near retirees understanding how their TSP works, understanding their TSP options, and really learning how to protect themselves from full exposure to volatility that the TSP provides.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting into town on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway and 50 inside the Beltway, lighter than normal. That looks good, but heads up, if you're heading to New York Avenue, you just have some signal light delays heading down to Bladensburg Road and again toward Florida Avenue in the 3rd Street Tunnel. But the heads up is on DC 295, where we're really starting to see that slowdown come to a crawl. The accident southbound before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue, the culprit on 295 Kenilworth Avenue. For 395 before the 14th Street Bridge, the crash over to the shoulder, but still quite slow. On the inner loop of the Beltway north of the toll road, they now have that incident out of the travel lanes. 66 starting to actually see a nice pace here, much better through Manassas, Centerville, a little bit of volume through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Rock Creek Parkway has been reopened. Had an accident earlier near P Street that shut it down, so we're still trying to recover through that entire area. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on fall fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up in pretty good shape after some overcast this morning. Just a few clouds mixing in with sunshine today. Up to about 89 degrees, pretty close to where we should be. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital, 826 on WMAL. Brian, did you watch the opening ceremonies at least?
Nope.
You didn't watch one second of the Olympics.
I had other things to do, but I probably will. I'm interested. Okay. I care about it. I follow it, you know, at least on social media, but no, I haven't watched it.
As you heard from Tucker, there was a whole thing about deforestation and climate change and all of that stuff. And, of course, all the kumbaya, we're one world, and we have, you know, sports transcends politics and conflicts, and we're all going to hold hands and love each other, right?
Right.
They made a big deal about the refugees
just
being able to
play. One world community.
Unless you're with the Israeli team.
Really?
Listen to this. The Israeli team was heading to the bus to get on, to head over to the opening ceremonies, and the team from Lebanon was already on the bus, and they refused to share the bus with the Israel team. And they closed the door and sent them. They had to end up going on a different bus. They didn't want to be bullied. They refused to. They insisted on boarding the bus. But they ended up, Olympic officials ended up coming in and getting a different bus for them. You know, it's important to keep in mind that with all of this talk about tolerance and how we all need to love each other, there is a whole lot of intolerance out there. There is a whole lot of hate out there in the world. But it all seems to be coming, for the most part, from one direction.
World,
and it's all toward countries like Israel and other open countries like that.
It is now 8:28.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at Inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote to tell you how you can get involved to make sure that electoral shenanigans are kept to a minimum. Make sure you listen and make sure you act after we talk to Catherine right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Delta Airlines now says a power outage in Atlanta around 2:30 this morning has resulted in a global computer crash that has left every departing Delta flight around the world grounded for now. The airline says large-scale cancellations are expected today. Donald Trump's going to deliver a major economic policy speech today in Detroit.
Trump is very comfortable talking about the economy. He plans to do that later on today in his economic policy speech. He plans on hitting on a number of topics, reviving manufacturing jobs, also perhaps the idea of making child care payments tax deductible. All this in an effort to reboot his campaign after a disastrous week.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Residents and business owners in downtown Ellicott City will be allowed back into their properties for a few hours today to begin the cleanup after the last week's devastating flash flood. They were let back in briefly yesterday, but today we'll have from noon until 7:30 to get work done and assess the damage. No one has yet claimed responsibility for a bombing at a hospital in Pakistan, where authorities have now raised the death toll to at least 63. Dozens more people were injured. An early morning shooting in Florida has left six people wounded, including two in critical condition. A spokesman with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says about 10 people were sitting outside an apartment building when two men fired more than 50 rounds from a rifle and a handgun. An off-duty WSSC police officer shot a man who broke into the officer's home in Laurel yesterday. The officer shot the suspect in the arm. His injuries are said to not be life-threatening. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the Nasdaq at 5221. Sports is now 12 medals for Team USA, including three gold at the Rio Olympics. Swimmers Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps each collected a gold last night. Baseball, the Nats eke out a win over the Giants. The O's clobber the White Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swipe left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Wheaton area, right where we had that emergency road repairs last week, doesn't look like it's doing so great. Southbound George Avenue, right near University Boulevard, right in the center for a huge pothole. Crews have now coned that off. So you get by one lane to the left, one lane to the right. So Wheaton commuters, George Avenue, bit of volume to work through. On the inner loop of the Maryland Beltway in College Park, the crash was blocking the right lane, slows off of 95, and again to work around to get to the exit at Route 1 near the IKEA. On the outer loop near 50, the John Hanson Highway, earlier crash just north of there had been cleared, just trying to recover on that stretch of the Beltway. Crash, DC 295 southbound after East Capitol Street as you come up to Pennsylvania Avenue, slows 295 in each direction. 395 now with lanes open northbound near the 14th Street Bridge, still seeing some of that earlier accident activity on the shoulder. And on the Virginia Beltway, heavy through Tyson's to get past the toll road. Also the scene of an earlier incident. Oh, a new one's popped up on the George Washington Parkway northbound just before the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. Seeing a few clouds around this morning, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Alexandria, 70 in Gaithersburg, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9
FM and AM 630. WMAL. It is 8:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Joining us right now, Catherine Engelbrecht from the great group True the Vote, who has one notion in mind, and they want to make sure that every vote counts and every vote is not negated by someone who shouldn't be voting, and that no one at polling places are working any shenanigans to screw up the final count of ballots. How anyone could be against that, I don't know, but she joins us now. Catherine Engelbrecht, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a lot we want to talk to you about. Well, let's first talk about this great win that you had against the Internal Revenue Service. You were one of those groups that the IRS gave extra scrutiny to back before the 2012 re-election campaign of Barack Obama. And you had a big day in court this last week having to do with the IRS and whether they're continuing their nefarious practices. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, we had a huge victory. We had been told by a previous district court that at the time the IRS had said that, you know, there are no emails. I mean, this is like, you have to go back in time to remember the circumstances that were surrounding the situation at that point. But they were saying there were no emails, there was no way anything would ever be recovered. And so the judge said, well, you know, the case is moot.
Right, because Lois Lerner's and like several other people, their hard drives just spontaneously crashed and were destroyed,
exactly,
and they
right.
couldn't recover any
yes.
of the emails, and none of the backup systems worked. Remember that?
That's yeah. right. Oh, yes, that's right. The, you know, the bizarre coincidence of all the hard drives just imploding at once. But in any case, it was enough to convince the court at that time that there was no point in going forward. And so we appealed and fought it out, believing that certainly there had to be a way to prove that what they were saying was just simply not true. And we were thrilled that the court agreed, the U.S. District Court of Appeals agreed, and we are now going back to trial, we hope. The IRS still has a week to determine whether or not they intend to request an en banc hearing. We will see. We will see what happens, but I think that we're going to be heading back to trial and hopefully back to discovery.
Well, I hope that's the case. What do you read into this referral that apparently came from the IRS Inspector General to the FBI? Do you have some hope that something might evolve out of that?
No. I mean, the FBI, the FBI knew about this years before Congress did. What we hope to do is be able, through our discovery, to get to the bottom of the collusion that was, in fact, a big part of this scandal. I mean, we know that Elijah Cummings was trading emails with Lois Lerner about us during this. We now know that the FBI knew 2 years before anything became known to Congress. We know that Lois Lerner was trading emails with state officials, state election law officials like Kevin Kennedy in Wisconsin. This thing goes very, very deep, and
yes, it does.
We are determined to stick with it and get to the bottom of it.
Anybody who has heard you speak, it is jaw-dropping, some of the things that you have had to go through and an effort to only try to do one thing. Make sure that when people go to the polls, they are who they say they are, and they're qualified to cast their ballot, which is it's mind-boggling that anybody could be against that idea. But what should people do if they're listening to us right now to help out to make sure that the votes that are cast are valid votes in this coming election?
Volunteer to work at the polls. There is a critical shortage of the necessary number of volunteers that will be there on guard, the eyes and the ears of liberty on election day. And you can go to truethevote.org to check out how to get involved. You can take trainings that we have online. Irrespective of your political persuasion, we need both parties, all parties, represented at the polls. And there have been so many changes and permutations to the election laws just here in these last few months, certainly with respect to voter ID. We need people there making sure that everyone's vote counts and is counted, at least legitimate voters.
Tell us the distinction between actually volunteering to work at the polls versus being a poll watcher. Is there a difference?
That's a great question. There is a difference. There is a sort of slate of staffing requirements that you really need to have. Of course, every state runs their elections slightly differently, but generally speaking, you need certain folks to do certain things, sitting at the table, if you will, checking in voters. And then you have poll watchers who are just there as observers, making sure that everything's going smoothly, that if they see something that shouldn't be happening, that the poll workers aren't seeing, that they can report those things. So it's a necessary sort of completion to the puzzle that you have both watchers and workers.
Right. And does your website have sort of a clearinghouse of places where people can go? I know you've got active organizations in both Virginia and Maryland, right? Can they get hooked up through truethevote.org?
Yes, you can go to truethevote.org and check out not only our trainings, but the groups that are that either have been up and running for years and have a great system in their own states, or new groups that are popping up now because they're concerned. They want to make sure that, you know, in the insanity that we've all lived through in this political cycle, that at the end of the day, we are confident in the outcome that, of our vote.
Yeah, and you know, when this question is raised, you know, you hear Josh Earnest and the president just sort of laugh it off like it's a ridiculous notion. But you look at the Senate race in Minnesota not too long ago, and the governor's race in Seattle not too long ago, and let's face it, the 2000 presidential election that came down to Florida, a handful of votes count. And I think in Minnesota and Seattle, at least, there was a whole lot of fraud that ended up, it always ends up tipping it to the Democrat. And by the way, right here in Virginia for Attorney General, with Mark Herring winning by like 186 votes or something.
And remember, you know, like in Loudoun County, many people look at Loudoun County, a place where I think we could probably use some poll watchers. Loudoun County could well determine the outcome of the election. It's that close.
Catherine, why is it that it seems Democrats tend to outnumber Republicans as poll watchers and poll workers? Or is that just the area we're living in? Is it different down in Texas where you are?
Well, it seems to be the case nationwide, and frankly, even though True the Vote's a nonpartisan organization, and we welcome all to work inside the polls. What I will say is that from a political strategy perspective, it seems as though the Democrats play the game a little differently. they are out there fighting for every single vote.
Yep.
They are bussing people to the polls. You know, we saw the article. Was it last week where Warren Buffett said he was going to be chauffeuring people to the polls? I mean, they're not as concerned about blanketing the airwaves with ads. They are concerned about being out in community with people and getting them flat to the polls.
That's right.
And there's something to be said for that, I got to say.
Yep, you betcha. All right, Catherine Engelbrecht, great talking to you, and continued good luck with your appeals against the IRS, and keep us informed on that one. You're doing great work.
Thanks so much. All Thank right. you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some good news on the commute, that 95 Virginia, not so bad. We've already cleared out through Stafford and Dale City into Woodbridge, our slowest stretch. For 395, you're still a little bit below speed in Landmark, and again near the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier crash gone. Now DC 295 southbound, we're jammed. We have the crash south of East Capitol Street near Pennsylvania Avenue. Watch for police direction. Heavy off the freeway for everyone to go north in the 3rd Street Tunnel with a heavy volume. Maryland Beltway, College Park for the crash on the inner loop. So if you're coming, say, from College Park around out of Silver Spring, keep alert. Your delays are now beginning before I-95 over to Route 1 and off of 95 south of the ICC. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 8:46. Wow, you know, when you're the president, especially when you're President Barack Obama, you get a heck of a celebration for your birthday.
Sure.
And he had quite a party this last weekend. It was the final birthday that he would celebrate as President of the United States. And Beyonce was there, mm-hmm. singing and dancing. Jay-Z, Stevie Wonder all performed. It looks like Paul McCartney was there because he's in town for a concert at Verizon Center this week. They egged him on and asked him to perform. But according to reports, he did not. Guests were asked not to tweet pictures. Some of them did, but they weren't supposed to because, remember, last year they tweeted pictures, and it was a little embarrassing. The kind of opulent, excess that happened at this president's party, who, of course, doesn't like it when any of us spend our money however
much. Macca was in town?
A bigger part?
Paul McCartney was in town?
He's got a concert this week, yeah.
Yeah, really?
The Verizon
Could be listening right now. How cool.
I guess so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know if I were Paul McCartney, I'd probably be listening to the BBC app, you know, to stay in touch with his own people. Mm. Keep him over on that side of the pond.
Heather, can you make a call? Can we get him maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just asking.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Heather. She just picks the phone up immediately when you do that.
Yeah.
She said, I believe, she's sending a hand signal. I believe that means I'll get right on that.
We're number one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that means. meanwhile, over in Hollywood, they just can't
write an original screenplay anymore. We saw the remake of Ghostbusters, but of course it was with women as the Ghostbusters.
Right, I remember that.
And
right.
We told you last week that they're remaking Splash, but it's going to be a man playing the mermaid.
Well,
you know.
A merman.
Right. This time...
Not a maid, it'd be a man.
This time,
yeah, merman.
It's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels getting ready to be remade.
Any feelings there? No. This case intrigues me, Janet. I will take Officer Benson as a patient.
Did you hear that, Freddy? Do you really think you can get him to walk again?
Oh, I will have him running, jumping, shouting, screaming. Oh, my name isn't Dr. Emil Schaffhausen.
The third. You remember when Steve Martin's pretending that he
right.
can't walk there. Yeah. It's going to be starring Rebel Wilson. Of course, they're going to regenderify it. So the roles of Michael Caine and Steve Martin will be women. And Rebel Wilson will play the Steve Martin part. I'm sorry, Rebel Wilson is very funny. She is, but she's no Steve Martin. So what are you going to do? Meanwhile, Bradley Cooper is working on an HBO series, a miniseries about the rise of ISIS. This should be very interesting. It's based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning book Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS. And he's developing it as a producer. I don't know if he's going to star in it or not, but he read the book and said, wow, this would be a great TV series. So interesting turn of events there in the entertainment
yeah.
world and how they cover issues of it looks like only cable can really cover terrorism.
Yeah.
You look at Homeland over on Showtime.
Right.
Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
You wanted to jump in there.
No, that's it. I'm fine.
No? All right.
Mm.
It's okay if you have something to add.
That's it. I don't have anything.
All right. And the last thing, entertainment world is also visiting Rio. Lots of people have been tweeting about how they're down there. Your friends Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are down there. They're Instagramming that they were watching the whole thing from Rio. And but apparently some stars who are Instagramming and tweeting from home that they're watching the Olympics and they're enjoying the Olympics. They're actually getting interaction with the hosts on NBC and some of the producers. And it looks like some of them are going to, because they need some star power there because no one's watching the games, they're going to actually start flying some of these people who are tweeting down to saying, hey, want to come down to Rio if you're interested in the Olympics?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
really?
No, it's happening. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's 8:49 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse. They're the professional landlords of Rent Estate. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. And boy, it's a great idea if you live here in Washington, Maryland, Virginia, D.C. There's such a high demand for rentals in our region because we're so transient here. You got college kids moving in and out, military moving in and out, and people working with... I understand there's an election coming up in November, and apparently there will be new people moving in and old people moving out after this election. Well, why not rent your home? It becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. Problem is, you don't want to deal with the hassles. And Renter's Warehouse, they deal with the hassles. They're going to find you quality tenants for top dollar. On average, it just takes them 17 days to do that. And then they're going to handle all the pesky paperwork. They're going to handle rent collection. Even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. They do all of it for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
E-cigarettes aren't just harmful to the people who smoke them, but to little kids who have access to them as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The number of children under age 6 poisoned by nicotine in e-cigarettes rose by nearly 1,500% between 2013 and 2015. That's according to an analysis of calls to the National Poison Data System. Liquid nicotine is very concentrated and easily absorbed into the body, said the study's senior author at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. It can cause serious poisoning and death among young children, even after small doses. Now, once nicotine enters the body, it rapidly affects the heart and circulatory system, as well as the GI and nervous systems. So store your e-cigarettes and your refill products where children can't see or reach them. Also, use and refill while you're alone, so kids don't see what you're doing and try and imitate it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625. KX96-25.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft, smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
River Road, if you're trying to head in toward Bethesda, wait a minute. We have a crash almost back to the Beltway for delays. Inbound River Road, before you get to Goldsboro, watch for police direction. And I'm looking at delays just off the Beltway, almost back near Holton Arms School. On the Beltway, Virginia, we had a crash north of the toll road that was moved to the shoulder, still quite slow. North on the George Washington Parkway before the Beltway was the crash. Now, a new problem will be on the Virginia Beltway as you leave Springfield, heading to the Wilson Bridge, out of Loop Van Dorn. It looks like it's right in the center. I'm still watching response head to the scene of the crash, so keep alert. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. We're seeing a few clouds around this morning, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 76 degrees at 8:57.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and read the reviews. Then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Well, Donald Trump gives a big economic speech today. One of the architects of that speech is Larry Kudlow, and he'll join us tomorrow. Also, an update from Rio from Steve Kastenbaum.
Coming up, Mary Walter in for Chris Plant. Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. Good morning. We're going to talk about some new polls that are out. Maybe Hillary.